For several years, the small, quiet town in New Jersey, most famous for the Hindenburg disaster, suffered a waking dream. Yet for me, it brandished all the earmarks of a nightmare. That ongoing nightmare subsequently fueled an ambient atmosphere of derision between the townspeople and military personnel stationed there, encapsulated into one pivotal period in my childhood. A succession of unfathomable experiences occurred. Looking back on those days of lost innocence forces me to reconcile them as best I can, but before all of those machinations surfaced into my sphere of existence, I blissfully wore the blinders of an 11-year-old. The innocuous genesis of my nightmare occurred about 10 miles east of Lakehurst, in Toms River. That is where I met the rambunctious kid who lived below me in the two-family apartment house. His name was Keith Reynolds. We both had younger brothers, and we were both the same age within a couple of months. We were competitive with each other at first, until one particular Saturday when his mother took us to see the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. After the matinee, we slowly morphed into best friends. Before our families moved into Navy housing in Lakehurst, we spent a lot of time together, playing in our backyard, a canal lined with small boats. Keith and I called it the Lagoon. We cemented our best friend status during that innocent time, usually play fighting or exploring. Once, while we were walking along the edge of that canal, I lost my footing. As I fell helplessly into the water, my pant leg got caught on a bolt extruding from one of the beams forming the retaining wall. Hanging upside down, with my upper body submerged in the water, I choked and struggled to free my pant leg from the bolt. I thought I would drown for sure. While I thrashed around like a fish on a hook, Keith began to laugh at me from atop the wall. He yelled down, "Take your pants off, stupid!" I unbuttoned my jeans and wriggled out of them in a fraction of a second. He helped pull me out of the canal, and we even managed to rescue my drowning pants. From my perspective, he saved my life that day, and from then on we trusted each other immensely. Shortly after the escapade in the lagoon, our families ended up moving into Pinehurst Estates, aka Navy housing, almost at the same time. When we got settled into the new place, we resumed our fun and adventures right where we had left off. We lived about a quarter of a mile apart from each other, situated just about a half mile from the back gate of NAS Lakehurst. Keith's apartment building had a panoramic view of the wooded area surrounding the Navy base. For the two of us, the big attractions in that small town were the Carnico Circus, the ample woods, and the huge military air show. The circus and the air show were two of the most exciting happenings we looked forward to in those days. Both events came to town during the dog days of late July, but one volatile summer in 1973, our focus shifted drastically from such pleasant diversions. Rumors circulated of an interloper in the area who may have been serving in the military. He had taken up residence somewhere in Lakehurst, Beckerville, and even, perhaps, Toms River. Spotted lurking here and there, the man seemed to gravitate toward engaging in conversations with teenagers, or kids even younger. Thinking back on it, he reminds me of a nefarious Pied Piper of Hamelin, a curiosity that kids came to wonder about but should avoid at all costs. Keith and I referred to him as Motorcycle Man, even before we had the misfortune of a surprise visit from him. We never spoke to him, but he came within 15 feet of us, and that was close enough. We later found out the imposing stranger had been named a person of interest in the mysterious disappearance of a 17-year-old girl. Easily recognizable, the questionable yet clever character sported several trademarks: a red motorcycle, black helmet, and black riding gloves. He knew the trails in the woods well and would disappear into them whenever he got spooked by nosy adults or the police. I didn't realize it at the time, but the rumors about him would reach their apex that summer on the day Keith and I made his acquaintance.